Welcome back to Between the Barlines. I'm your host, Dr. Maeve Berry. We have somewhat of a baseline episode today, and what I mean by that is that we are going to touch on a few composers and what they did for orchestral and chamber music in the 19th century. These are composers like Berlioz, Liszt, Brahms, Wagner, and more. So let's get started. The 19th century witnessed a dramatic transformation from the orchestra that we knew in the classical period. As concert halls grew larger, so did the ensembles that filled them, and so did the audiences. And we know that composers like Beethoven really laid the groundwork, pushing the symphony to new structural heights. His Ninth Symphony, with its choral finale, shattered conventions and inspired future generations to think of the orchestra as a vehicle for something new. Later, Hector Berlioz took this expansion even further. His Symphonie Fantastique was not just music. It was a story time, one big story time, through sound, and it was a programmatic work that painted vivid scenes of love, obsession, and hallucination. Berlioz's inventive orchestration introduced new colors using instruments like the English horn, and it expanded percussion to achieve the dramatic effects that he had written. Then we know Franz Liszt and Richard Wagner came next, who brought the symphonic poem and the music drama into being. Liszt's tone poems had vast emotional and narrative arcs in single orchestral movements, and Wagner's massive operatic scores demanded unprecedented orchestral power and cohesion along with singing. Now, by the late 19th century, Johannes Brahms, Anton Bruckner, and Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky each offered their own symphonic voices. Brahms had that classical rigor. Bruckner had a spiritual grandeur to his pieces, and Tchaikovsky had lyricism and national color. So while orchestral music reached for new heights, chamber music remained grounded in intimacy. The early 19th century saw Beethoven's late string quartets set new emotional and structural standards. These works deeply influenced composers like Felix Mendelssohn, Robert Schumann, and Franz Schubert. As the century progressed, Brahms became a central figure in chamber music. His piano trios, quartets, and quintets combined intellectualism with emotional warmth. In contrast, composers like Dvorak influenced chamber music with folk elements, bringing this distinctly national voice to the intimate setting. For many Romantic composers, chamber music served as an experimental place. They were experimenting with form, harmony, and texture without the constraints of a concert hall. And, of course, these pieces do end up, in later years, being performed in a concert hall. But in salons across Europe, these chamber works became central to musical life at that time. Now, both orchestral and chamber music of the 19th century reflect a larger cultural trend, and this was the desire to express the ineffable. The Romantic spirit championed individuality and emotion over order and restraint. We know now, through many episodes this season, that music was no longer just entertainment. It was the language of your inner emotions and national pride. These innovations that were laid in the 19th century were the foundation for even more experimental sound worlds of the 20th century. And I think that that is really cool. So a bunch of the people that we've talked about today, including Berlioz and Liszt and Wagner, all have these interesting pieces, whether they're programmatic works or they are the tone poems. We are going to spend all of next episode talking about programmatic music. So join me next time on Between the Bar Lines.